Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So last year, let's go back to last year's playoff bracket. In the AFC, you had the Chiefs, the Texans, the Chargers, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Bills, the Broncos. Any frauds on that side of the bracket?
Say again?
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
The Texans, the Chargers, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Bills, the Broncos.
No, Texans.
Texans would be the frauds?
Yeah. I don't think they're frauds because of the division. Because if you look at it.
That's why I think they're frauds. That's why they had 10 wins last year.
Okay. I'm going the other way.
And I'm with you.
That they belong in the playoffs because they're the best team in their division.
But you're saying any other division, they're not in the playoffs.
No, absolutely not.
I'm with Ed on that.
Yeah. Well, I guess this year I finally got to admit, I still want to see more of them, that Bo Nix wasn't going to be as bad as I thought he was.
I think he's better than I thought.
Yeah.
In the NFC. The Lions, the Rams, the Vikings, the Buccaneers, the Commanders, the Eagles, the Packers. Any frauds on that side?
I don't think so.
Anybody on that side you say, I don't see going back to the playoffs?
The only ones I would see is probably the Vikings or the Packers. That division's so good, I think somebody may get bounced. But I think the Lions, Packers, and Vikings all may go.
Yeah, the Vikings, I can't see them go with J.J. McCarthy, can you?
I don't know. I mean,
I think
the coach is great.
It's fair. The one thing I would say is, I know you posted, do you have a sleeper team or someone? I think Carolina takes a huge step forward this year. Now, does that mean they're going to win their division?
I hope
so. No, that's a lot to ask.
I love that quarterback.
But if you look at what Bryce Young did down the stretch, the way that everybody made it seem like he didn't know what he was doing.
He was awful.
He was so good last year.
Yes, he was.
In the last 8 games.
People made it seem like he was the worst quarterback in the National Football League. No, they just didn't develop him. When the owner stepped in and said, look, we're paying this guy. You better do something with him.
And
They didn't use Christian McCaffrey, right?
No, back when they had, what was the
who?
Guy that came originally from the Cowboys? North Turner, wasn't he where?
Was he there? North, that long ago?
Yeah, North Turner was there at the beginning.
That was a while ago, right?
The beginning of Christian McCaffrey.
Was he there?
I thought he was. Was it North Turner?
Old coffee cake?
Well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm getting that completely wrong. But the team that I think you better be aware of in the NFC, that team down south, man, them Commanders. I think what they're building is something that's trouble. I think they're trouble, and I think largely because what makes you trouble more than anything? A quarterback. And I think this kid is the business.
Okay.
I do. I think he is the absolute business.
I mean, I can't even argue that because he looks so good in year one. You just hope he doesn't have the because C.J. Stroud had the down year in year two. That's why I think the Texans are legit, but their offensive line was so bad last year that they couldn't get anything done. Their defense was really good. I think the Texans are a good team, but you know how it is. We're going to see a bunch of new teams in the playoffs this year.
It was North Turner. North Turner was the offensive coordinator, Carolina.
What year?
18 and 19.
Okay, so then.
He completely did not know how to use. I used to tell Ed all the time because I told Ed about this Christian McCaffrey guy, and he didn't do much. And Ed was
Ron
like.
Ron Rivera was there. That was the head coach.
I wasn't talking about head coach. Offensive coordinator.
I thought you were talking about head coaches.
No. And Ed was like, well, he's not doing a lot. I said, it's North Turner. And when he left is when he blew up. Anyway.
Yeah. That's whose career took off.
So, for me, I think Scary Terry is the piece that they had to have because you cannot have a young quarterback without a go-to receiver. You got to have a security blanket for a young quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, everybody knew they were going to keep him. You went to the NFC Championship last year. You surprised the whole league. Nobody saw that coming. You have a quarterback for the first time in a long time, really. You're not going to give up Terry. I mean, he was the face of the franchise before they got Jaden. I mean, you know, you not let him go. So you know he was going to get signed. You knew Hutchinson was going to get signed. Not Hutchinson. Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
He was going to get signed. So, I mean, you knew these guys were going to play for those teams. It's all posturing.
Man, it's kind of funny, too, to look at that landscape of what you're throwing out there. I think we do this every year where there's probably a team we're not looking at that we undervalue. Something happens to someone's starting quarterback, and then they crap the bed, and it's over with. Could the Rams be a team that we point at and say,
I don't think it's going to happen for them.
Like, who do you think the best team in the West is? Do you think it's the 49ers?
My dark horse team are the Cardinals.
And that's the other team that
that's
I like.
The team.
But I hate putting my money on that, whatever you want to call him, Kyler Murray, man, because he is so inconsistent.
He's so inconsistent because the one factor about him is I don't think he cares. Like some quarterbacks, like the dogs, I don't think he's that, I got to win, I have to win guy. I think he's the I want to win guy.
Yeah, like Tom Brady did this interview where he was talking about, I want to be on the meetings and the game plans. I want to have a say in the game plan. I want to do, like talking about all the things that are important.
I don't think like, Kyler Murray's that guy.
It feels like he shows up and says, what are we doing today?
Yeah.
Or what do you need me to do? And I mean, there's, as I look out west, it's like, could Seattle be that team? Because if anything's wrong with Matthew Stafford, I don't know that I have enough confidence that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to get Devontae Adams and Puka murdered.
And if nothing's wrong with him in week one, with that back at his age, something will be wrong by week 10.
It's just, he's always had back problems.
Yeah. We're talking Ravens cut down 53-man roster. Trey and Joppa wanted to weigh in. Trey, sorry for the wait. What's up, buddy?
All good. What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man.
I think the surprise for me is how many draft picks are making the team. Going into the draft when they had 11 picks, I definitely was somebody that stood up and said, let's trade some of them and try to move up, whether you know, in the first three rounds to try to get a better player. But the board just fell to them right. If I'm counting right, I think they got 8 out of the 11 that are going to make the team. And the only 3 that aren't, they cut an offensive lineman and 2 corners got hurt.
Yep. You know what I love about the draft? It proves me every year. It's proven that Eric DaCosta and company know more than me because I said the same thing. Trade some of them and move up. And they ended up getting everything they wanted anyway.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I just think that's a testament to him. And, the young boys was balling. So, I mean, I thought we had too much of a veteran team. They didn't bring in any veterans to this point. And they believe in their young guys. So, shout out to them.
There you go.
You know, it's almost, I hate saying it's a good thing, but like when a team realizes they have a better player than someone they drafted and they make the bold decision of saying, all right, look, I know we drafted you, but this guy outplayed you. He won the job.
Yeah.
And that I think that's how it should be. You know, so I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing when you cut players you drafted if you feel like you have somebody better. There is the situation where you just drafted terribly and somebody wasn't better, but you know what teams usually do that.
There's no doubt. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.